Pennies from Heaven. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A sigh of relief from the states as the Senate breaks a filibuster and prepares to send out $26.1 billion more dollars to help states balance their budgets. Senator Patty Murray wrote the amendment that would save 130,000 teaching jobs as part of this package. But to me, the most amazing thing about it is that she didn't have to raise taxes or borrow a dime to get the money.
I have pushed really hard on that. If we were going to do this, it had to be paid for.
So how was it paid for?
Taken from everything from the Federal Aviation Administration to Millennium Challenge grants to funds for USAID. There's some money for General Services Administration.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sounded to me like a lot of other people would be losing their jobs for the sake of saving the teachers' jobs. But the senator says no.
More than happy to send to you the list of funds that we took it from. It's a long, vast list of unobligated funds and very targeted cuts that we went after to be, make a responsible.
So then these cuts would not involve anybody else's job being lost?
Most of these are unobligated funds from the different agencies.
So the money was just sitting there? How much more money is just sitting there?
Not a lot. This was extremely difficult to do. But the point is that we have thousands of teachers who are going to get laid off. And this vote today means that won't happen for parents. It is good news.
Good news indeed. She said, I thought the government was completely out of money. I guess you just have to know where to look. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.